Welcome to Science Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created through the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. I'm your host, Stephanie Chasteen. Each episode, I try to bring you some good ideas to use in your science classroom, like hands-on activities, teaching tips, science stories, and more. Okay, so today we're joined by our Teacher Institute director, Linda Shore.
Hi, Steph. How are you doing?
Hey, Linda. So Linda is a recovering astrophysicist, and she's going to tell us something about the moon today.
Yes, I am. I've got these coins in my hand, and using these coins today, we're going to sort of investigate why the moon sometimes looks as big as a house. People always ask me, boy, I saw the full moon yesterday, and it was the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I always try to convince them that's not. Sometimes what you see is not what's actually up there. So we're going to use the coins for that. Great. All right. So what I've got here is different coins. I've got quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies, 50-cent pieces. And what I'm going to ask you, Stephanie, is if you were to go out at night when the moon was full, maybe on a night where the moon looked like it was as big as a house, and you picked up one of these coins, held them out at arm's length with your elbow straight, very important to have your elbow straight for this, close one eye, which of these coins do you think would just barely cover the full moon? Just barely cover it. So there's your coins.
Well, you know, I know I'm thinking of like when it looks so big and yellow down by the horizon and it looks as big as this 50-cent piece to me, I think.
Okay, so now
you're
holding that 50-cent piece up, arm straight, completely straight, elbow straight. You're closing one eye. You're looking at it. Does that look about right to you?
You know, that looks a little big now that I'm actually doing it.
Let's try another coin here.
I'm grabbing a quarter.
Okay. Grab the quarter. How does that look to you?
That looks about right.
Okay. So, you know, if you're listening to this podcast out there in the pod world, you can try this yourself too. And in fact, if you're out at night, it's even better because you can actually hold these up next to the full moon and see which one of these would work. Well, I think you're going to be surprised by this answer, Steph. I'm going to give you a dime and I'm going to have you hold it up at arm's length.
Okay.
And what do you think?
That looks way small.
Way small to you?
Uh-huh.
Well, what if I told you that dime is 2 times larger than the full moon in the sky, that it's actually half the diameter of that dime?
That's crazy.
That's crazy talk, Linda. You're out of your mind. People are shocked by that. And, you know, those of you out there, if you've got your coins and you got your full moon out there, you definitely want to try this and you'll be shocked. So, you know, people always, when I do this activity with them, they think I'm lying to them. And the reason for that is the full moon looks much larger to us, especially when it's at the horizon, when it's just rising and it's rising with a foreground of trees and houses. And that's because our brains are used to judging size and distance on the horizon. And when we see something that's as far away from us as possible, it's all the way out to the very distant horizon, and it looks the same size as a house or a tree that's in the foreground, our brain tends to interpret that object as huge, because how else could it be as big as it is if it wasn't a huge object? So the moon ends up looking, as a visual illusion, larger than it should be.
So basically what you're saying then is that when the moon is at the horizon, we're judging it according to these other things that are pretty far away, whereas when it's up at the top of the sky, we don't have those same things to compare it to.
That's exactly right. When it's straight overhead, or at least far away from other objects, you're comparing it to the stars, the distant stars, and there's nothing in the foreground anymore. So immediately your brain thinks, oh, well, that's something really, really far away, so it must be really, really tiny because it's so far away. So that's why you don't get that illusion of it being as big as a house.
When it's overhead,
right. Yeah. Another part about it has something to do with our binocular vision, because if you close one eye, forget the coins, if you just close one eye, that moon will all of a sudden shrink up. It looks way smaller if you have one eye closed. And that's not completely understood. So it's an optical illusion called, of all things, the moon illusion.
Good name.
Good name for it, yeah. That's not completely understood by scientists, but It's definitely an illusion, and if you hold up your coins, you'll see why. And so definitely do that.
Great. Well, thanks. How does this work in the classroom? In what ways have you used this with students?
Well, I use this as an introduction to a number of things. One thing is something about angular size, because the moon takes up a certain proportion of the entire sky. So if you imagine 180 degrees as being from one end of the horizon to the other, then 90 degrees would be zenith to horizon. And you can imagine 45 degrees is half of that, and so forth and so on. Well, the moon only takes up a half a degree in the sky, just a half a degree. That's a tiny, tiny little amount, which happens to be the exact same size as a half of a dime held out at arm's length. The other interesting thing about that is that the sun is also a half a degree in the sky by complete cosmic coincidence, same thing. So that's why you can get total eclipses, because the moon, when it passes between the sun and Earth, is because they're both half a degree, the moon covers the sun's face perfectly. So, Stephanie, did you learn something?
I definitely did. I knew about the moon illusion, but I didn't know just how small it really is compared to those coins.
Yeah, this surprises kids and adults all the time, which is why I really like this activity, because you can have kids go outside and try it and actually look at the sky for the first time in their lives and learn something. And it's also a nice introduction to how far away the moon is. And from here, you can do a lot of activities about, you know, phases of the moon. And, you know, you can address a lot of other misconceptions if you start with this one.
Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chasteen. That's me. Music is licensed under the Creative Commons. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired.